had the jewel of a teaching called a lofty thought. And now a lofty thought takes a new perspective. A lofty thought is the idea of gleaning from your memory a new idea about yourself. And an idea that your associative memory can't answer, and putting it right here. And if you do that, you are following the natural law of your creation. You've been running in circles trying to figure out your life with your little personality. And it's very predictable. You're just going to grow old and die, and you'll be unhappy, and you'll have diseases. And you'll wonder, what in the world was this nightmare about? And no one ever taught you that thinking is the process of forming ideas that are the building blocks to questions. Not questions that you nag someone with, but questions about the unknown. And that they help form the language of the unknowable. And when you form the language of the unknowable, the experience can never be explained, but it becomes an experience. And you add that to the question. How many of you understand? Now, how are we going to change your life? We change your life by constructing a new thought about yourself. The new thought came to the beginners in the concept of the blue body, the healer inside, the destroyer of the past. And no wonder the dance was so electric, because it was a foreign concept that associative memory knew nothing about. And that the idea taught in blue webs and flashing blue star and the dance of Shiva, the great destroyer, brought about a new sense of well-being, a sense of adventure, of joy, of energy that never even lived there before. Why? Because Shiva has never lived in your personality before. Shiva lives in the deep mind. That's where Shiva lives. And so what you did was, is I told you, make this card, draw a person, put webs on your body, and this is what it will do. And you did it because you trusted I knew what I was talking about. You didn't know what you were talking about, but I knew what you were talking about. And then start to do this dance and do it this way and start to image it. That's the best of you. That was the best of you. Because from that, people got healed like miracles. Who healed them? It wasn't associative memory, and it wasn't the personality. It wasn't your name, and it wasn't your past. It wasn't any of that. It was that that helped to construe an idea. It was the deeper mind that did the healing. It's the unknown. It's something you have never done before. Now you are truly alive. So how do you change your life when you go home? Those cards, you know, that you've learned to do here, they are the treasure of the universe. When you draw on them a new thought, make it something that you don't know how you're going to get it. It may be a change that is so drastic that if you think about how it would happen, you would only ruin it, because you couldn't think in terms of that great of a change. So you have to make the card, and you have to put it up here at night before you go to bed, so your brain has a substance in which to contrive the dream from. If it does and gets to this level at night, then you are going to have an incident in your life that you can't say how that happened, because if you were to sit down and to analyze it, what are your options? What are your options? Why, they run out. You only know what your associative memory knows, and what is it good for? So it has to be a dream that's bigger than your mind. But the mind that you have must be capable of posing the question. And when it's capable of posing the question, it can do it simplistically with a card, your hand that draws a rough sketch, your hand that draws colors on there to give depth and perception. You're trying to model it for your brain right here. And when you do, you have to know that in your little personality that you could never do this, because you could never dream that deep. But the question allows the deeper dreamer to come forward. the deeper genius to come forward, because the deeper genius holds in it the mind of God. And in the mind of God, we already have this. It already exists as a potential. It's already alive. It's already well. It's not important for you to predict how it will come, only that it will. Because you're not capable of predicting how it will come. And if you try, you spoil it. You taint it. You stain it. You cast a dye on it. That will never be as great as the question begs for it to be. How many of you understand? So you have to make the card, simple technique, and you have to focus here, and you've got to make it the ground of your being, that this great card becomes a part of the associative memory, the strand of your thinking, and that everything comes back to that central point, that everything stops at a door that you've drawn on the wall of your mind. And that you keep coming to that door expecting for it to open. Not how it will open, but expecting it to open. And it always will. Now turn to your neighbor and explain what you have just learned. Associative memory, personality, creating reality, predictable, boring. Lofty thought, new concept. You may begin.